I kind of agree with that. But, you know, then I look at the other side of the coin, which it's kind of a not my problem kind of a thing. But, you know, since COVID, places are doing way more carryout with DoorDash and all that stuff. And, so there's way, way more carryout in these restaurants. So waitstaff not getting, you know, the kind of tips they once were. So I tend to be more generous. Now, that's one thing for sit-down, I get it, but then you still got this situation with carry-out. There are some where I just flat-out refuse. You know, some of them I just have to eat, and, you know, that I even have to choose. No. It's like, it's ridiculous. The other one I don't like is, do you want to round up? No, I don't. You know, I don't care. I don't know what this is for. I can research it. I'm not going to go home and research what this thing is. For all I know, they're taking this money and going to Tahiti and abusing it. I don't just arbitrarily donate to causes. I have no idea. You know, it sounds good. It's for kids. Well, yeah, so is the Epstein file. That was all about kids.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Well, as somebody who is on the other side of that, you know, we have a wage for, let me break it out, because, you know, we have, yeah, we're in a fully tipped environment for our servers, but, like, for certain events, like catering events and those types of things, the gratuities put, it's split there, but we still have, you know, a minimum hour wage. It's not just, we're not paying a bunch of our staff, you know, what is it, the $2.50 an hour or whatever for if they're a tipped worker. No, they're getting minimum wage plus tips on stuff. So the only difference to that is if they're strictly bar staff or bar cart. But like ball boys and those things, no, there's a set, they get tips, but because they're not in a service, you know, their tips are not, yeah, we still pay a minimum wage.